Yes.
And he had a very special father that loved him very, very much. But he had 10 brothers, and they herded sheep in the hills. And he had a little brother that was Benjamin. Do you remember that?
Yes.
All right. Oh, good. Here we have another couple of kids. Let's move down a little bit here. All right. Sure do. Jesus does love the children. And I have a storybook here that you can see the pictures here. Can you see it? Here's Joseph. He has a wonderful coat of many colors. And there's his brother Benjamin. Do you see that? And they are having the lambs. There's some lambs that didn't have any mothers. Well, Joseph and Benjamin fed the lambs and little clay bowls every day. And sometimes they put their fingers down into the milk and the lambs would suck their fingers. We used to have lambs. And my grandson was with us. And that little lamb followed him around just like a little dog would do. Yeah, there it is. And the milk was good for the lambs. They just loved it. Well, it was springtime and the days were warm and sunny, but it was too warm for a coat. And so Joseph folded his coat neatly and put it away. Do you see the picture there? He's putting his coat away, and he's not going to need it until the winter. The sheep were too warm in their woolly coats, too. And what do sheep say? Baa.
Baa.
That's right.
Baa.
That's right. And so they wanted their coats off, too. We're not wearing coats today either, are we? Because it's a nice, warm day. Well, it was time to shear the sheep, said Jacob. That's his dad. And yes, and Joseph and Benjamin brought the clipping shears, and the big brothers laid the sheep down on the cool green grass, and they went clip, 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 clip. And the sheep were very quiet while they were getting their wool coats cut. The brothers would tie the wool into bundles and put it away. See the picture here? The sheep looked different with their woolly coats off. The lambs didn't know their mothers, and they ran here, and they ran there, and they cried.
Bah.
Thank you. Where's my mom? But soon the mother found the sheep and their lost little lambs, just as Joseph and Benjamin knew they would. Now, here's a wonderful story. During the bright summer days, the lambs grew almost as big as their mothers, and Joseph grew taller and bigger. And Benjamin grew bigger, and you kids have grown bigger too, right? Right? Every year you grow. And some of the kids I used to look down to, now they're so big that they're taller than I am, like my grandson. Well, Joseph got his coat. Uh-oh, it was too small because he had grown. See the coat there? Too small. He couldn't put it on anymore. So guess what happened? Jacob said, go bring me the bundle of sheep's wool and we'll make you a new coat. We're going to make it of many, many colors. So Joseph brought a bundle of wood that he brought the color pots. They colored the wool, red and yellow and purple and blue and orange and green, and even some they made black. And let's see what's going to happen with his coat now. I bet it's going to be more beautiful than ever. They twirled the wool and smooth spinning sticks and made it into fine wool thread. Jacob twirled and Joseph twirled, twirl, 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 twirl with the spinning wheel sticks. Longer and longer drew the thread. And Benjamin began to wound the wool thread onto the spools. And this is how they made things in those days. See this picture here? Joseph set up the weaving frame under a spreading oak tree, up and down. I've seen people do this even to this day. Well, Jacob wound the frame with the wool thread, and then in and out through the threads. And pretty soon it was just absolutely gorgeous. Green strips, purple strips, orange strips. Day after day, Jacob worked until Joseph's coat was just the right size. And by this time, he was a teenager. Joseph tried on the new coat of many colors, and it was long, just like a man's. It had sleeves. It fits you, my son, it fits you, said Jacob. He was well pleased. It's a very pretty coat, said Benjamin. It's a warm coat, said Joseph. Thank you, father and brother. Now there was something that Joseph had to do. Joseph showed his new coat of many colors to his 10 older brothers, and they said, well, our father never made us coats of many colors. The brothers were, you think they were happy or angry?
Angry.
Yes, they were angry. They were jealous of his coat. And then Joseph went to sleep one night, and he had a very strange dream. Do you kids ever dream?
Yes.
Good. So he dreamed that he and his brothers were in the field tying sheaves of wheat. And guess what happened? Here's a picture. Look at that. All of a sudden, his sheaves stood up straight and tall, and his brother's sheaves gathered around and bowed to his sheaf. Joseph told his brothers a strange dream, and they said, do you think we're going to bow down to you? Oh, the brothers were so angry because of his dream. You know what? Sometimes dreams come true, and this one is going to. Well, Joseph's brothers went to a faraway place to find a green grass for the sheep. They'd been gone a long time, and Jacob said to Joseph, will you please go and see what your brothers are doing well with the sheep? So Joseph put on his coat of many colors, and he said goodbye to little brother Benjamin, and then he began the long, long walk. And at last, on the top of the hill, he saw the brothers and the sheep. They were camped by the road that leads to going towards Egypt. Joseph shouted them, hey, hey, I'm here. But Joseph's brothers were not happy to see him. They said, oh, here comes that dreamer. And then he got closer. They took hold of him, they pulled off his coat, and they threw him into a deep pit. And Joseph begged him, please don't put me in this pit. Please, I need to go home. They didn't pay any attention. They sat down and ate their lunch. And they didn't give him anything to eat either. So look who's coming down the road on the way to Egypt. The camel traders. And the brothers said, hey, I've got an idea. Let's sell Joseph to the traders. So they took Joseph up and out of the pit and told him they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. How'd you like to be sold by your brother? No, I wouldn't either. Well, the traders took Joseph and they went on their way. And Joseph could see the hills where his father's tent was pitched. And he knew Benjamin was there with his father. Oh, if only he could be with him. He cried and he cried and he cried. And then Joseph stopped crying. He said, I will be brave. God will take care of me. See, it's night now. Down to Egypt they went. And then the traders sold Joseph to a man named Potiphar. He had to work hard. His legs got tired, his back got tired, but he did his work well. And he swept the floor when he was careful to sweep into all the corners. And he pulled the weeds in the garden. He pulled everyone. And Potiphar said, you are a good worker, Joseph. Look, here they are in Egypt. And what is Joseph doing? He's praying. Joseph learned to talk like the people of Egypt. He wore the clothes like the people of Egypt. His hair was cut like the people of Egypt. But there was one thing he would never, never do like the people of Egypt. The people of Egypt prayed to an idol or to a cat, sometimes even to a frog. Or a golden calf. But Joseph prayed always to who? Who did he pray to?
Jesus.
Yes, that's right. He prayed to the God in heaven that his father had taught him. Does your mom and dad have worship with you and teach you how to pray too?
Yes.
Good. Well, many, many years went by, and Joseph grew to be a very wise man. Now it happened that the king of Egypt wanted a very wise man to build storehouses and fill the storehouses with corn. The king said, where could I find a man wiser than Joseph? I will get Joseph to build the storehouses and I will have Joseph to fill them with corn. Look at this. So the king made Joseph ruler of Egypt next to himself. He said to the people of Egypt, whatever Joseph says, you must do. Joseph rode in a shiny chariot. He drove a team of prancing horses, and Joseph built storehouses for the king, and he filled the storehouses with corn. Then came the time of no rain, and because there was no rain, nothing grew. There was no corn for the people to eat, no corn for the cows or for the horses. The people cried to the king, give us corn or we die. The king said, go to Joseph. He will help you. Joseph opened the storehouses and sold the people corn. Turn the page here. Can you hold that a minute? Thank you very much. One day, Joseph saw 10 little donkeys with empty sacks on their backs coming toward the storehouse where he was selling corn. Beside the 10 little donkeys walked, guess who? His 10 older brothers. The brothers didn't know Joseph, but Joseph knew them. They bowed to Joseph with their faces to the ground, looked like that. And then Joseph remembered his dream about the sheaves. Joseph talked with the brothers, but he didn't tell them where he was, not yet who he was. Is your father well? Asked Joseph. Do you have another brother? Our father is well, they said. We have a younger brother at home. When you come again to buy corn, said Joseph, bring your younger brother with you. Joseph filled their empty sacks with corn, and the 10 little donkeys went home. The brothers came again to buy corn. This time, Benjamin was with them. Joseph stood up before the brothers, and they still did not know him. Then he said, I am Joseph. Benjamin was happy to see Joseph, but the 10 older brothers were afraid. They said, oh, now Joseph will punish us for selling him to the traders. But Joseph said, don't be afraid. Come to me. Joseph hugged Benjamin and all of his brothers. Joseph's brothers were now good, kind men. They were sorry for what they had done. Joseph gave each one of them a new coat. He sent home with his brothers many presents for Joseph, his father. He sent wagons to them all down to Egypt where there was plenty of corn. Okay, that has to be the end of the story. The most exciting part I was going to show you, but I can tell you later. We've